BBC Radio 1.
Oh, hey, Ollie.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
I'm good. I'm all right. I'm, like, a little bit hungover, but sure, it's Sunday, so that's okay, right?
Oh, yeah, that Sunday's made for being hungover, so...
Pretty much. How are you? Where are you?
I'm actually at home. I just woke up from a nap.
I'm not long off a nap myself. So what have you been up to recently? I know you've been on tour. Are you still on tour, or...?
Still on tour, yeah. We're doing the UK leg of our tour, ending at Wembley on Friday the 8th.
That's going to be your biggest show to date, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a full-on arena show.
Oh, wow. Could you ever imagine doing the arena? Because I remember the first time I saw you was in the 200 capacity venue that kind of smelt like stale beer in North London a couple of years ago. Now you're playing Wembley Arena.
yeah, it's absolutely, it's bonkers. Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I still can't really believe we managed to sell the tickets, to be honest, but I promise it's going to be a good show. It's like we've thrown all we've got at it.
How does that work when a band makes that jump up to an arena show? Do you like get so much time to play with? Like, do you get to sit and talk about what lights you want, and I want backing dancers, and I want a zip line and some smoke machines?
Yeah, all of that stuff. You kind of get the opportunity to sort of like create the experience, you know. So like I've had a hand in it at everything, you know, every stage, been like yes no can we do this, can we do that, but obviously you're limited in you know, certain aspects. We've just tried to kind of go big because it's Wembley, but I mean, at the end of the day, we've only got one album, so we'll probably be playing just the whole album.
What happens if you run
make up the time?
What happens if you run out of songs? Will you just like play King over and over again?
Yeah, we're just gonna play King like 12 times.
I have to say, I extend a big happy birthday to Mikey from the band. It was his birthday. I saw it on Twitter.
That's nice.
He got an amazing gig, didn't he?
I can go tell him right now that you say happy birthday. Hang on.
Okay.
Mikey, he's ordering some Turkish food. Phil Taggart says happy birthday for the other day. He says, thanks.
He's like, meh.
I thought he'd have something funnier to say, but he didn't. He's probably hungry. He's busy ordering falafel.
Well, he's obviously a man of food, because like a man of savoury anyway, because he had a lasagna cake instead of like, you know, your bog standard birthday cake.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, his cake was made to look exactly like lasagna, and there was a little. He had his own little figurine playing bass on top of it, sat on top of it. It was quite a creation, actually.
That's amazing. Do you and Mikey live together?
Yeah. it's sort of a bit like, you know, the classic, like, I feel, you know, like the Spice Girls all live together. That's kind of like our vibe. Is it?
You mentioned the Spice Girls. I saw you met Jerry Halliwell the other day.
Oh my gosh, yes. Met Jerry. That was a moment. I was a bit starstruck, to be honest. Just because they were so massive when I was a kid. Like, to me, you know, like being famous, you know, that's the Spice Girls, basically. So I was like, wow, can't believe I'm meeting you. She's very small, and she doesn't always wear a Union Jack dress.
It would be a bit manky now if she's been wearing it since, like, 1996, I think. I'm guessing that you don't have any Spice Girls in your bedtime mix that you've put together for us tonight.
Not tonight, no, although, I mean, I could have definitely dipped into the Spice Girls back catalogue for a lovely bedtime mix.
And a tasteful ballad. Let's go through what you have picked for us. What have we got in there?
I sort of tried to pick some newer stuff and some classic stuff, and also something that I thought like wouldn't freak anybody out, just sort of like before thinking about going to bed. So it's got some Diplo, some very early Diplo on it, a bit more ambient Diplo before he became like mega producer Diplo. Chance the Rapper with another rapper who I really love called No Name Gypsy, and a bit of Whitney Houston, classic.
Of course, yeah. I think that's the first time that, definitely on my tenure of the bedtime mix anyway, that's the first time Whitney Houston's come up, so.
I mean, that's a tragedy.
Yeah.
Regular fixture, surely.
We've got some incredible ones in there. Cyndi Lauper, Killjay, Fleetwood Mac is like a classic of the bedtime mix, and a tasteful way to bring us up to midnight is Aretha Franklin. Ollie, thank you so much for putting this together. Did you just put this together, or did Mikey put it together, or was he too busy eating lasagna cake?
It was me. I do all the work and yes. No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for asking me. I love putting together mixes, you know, like little playlists. It was a treat.
Ollie, enjoy the Turkish food. Thank you for putting this together, and enjoy the rest of your Sunday night.
Thank you so much. Yeah, have a nice one. See you soon, Phil.
The Bedtime Mix, BBC Radio 1.